From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The president says he thinks North Korea is ready to deal at a summit next week. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has that story.
The president says the United States has hundreds of new sanctions it's prepared to impose on North Korea if his summit with Pyongyang's leader doesn't go well. He also says he's prepared to walk away.
I hope it won't be necessary to walk because I really believe that Kim Jong-un wants to do something that is going to be great for his people and also great for his family and great for himself.
Trump made the comment at a joint White House press conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who said Trump would bring up the subject of Japanese kidnapped by North Korea at the meeting next week in Singapore. I'm Warren Levinson.
Economic advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump say he will be sticking to his guns at the coming Group of Seven summit of industrialized nations in Quebec, despite criticism of his trade policies from allies. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have forecast difficult discussions Friday and Saturday due largely to the Trump administration's new policy of tariffs on certain imports. Speaking to the German parliament Wednesday, Merkel told lawmakers she expects the talks to be tense, but stressed that dialogue is always important and she will not shy away from talking with Mr. Trump. U.S. President Trump lamented his plight Thursday, saying that it is ironic that as he heads to Canada for the economic summit with the world leaders, and then to Singapore to hold nuclear weapons talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election continues at home. In his latest attack on the probe, Trump claimed that until Special Counsel Robert Mueller assembled his group of 17 prosecutors, there's never been a group of people on a case so biased or conflicted. This is VOA News. The U.S. has reached a deal with China to lift crippling sanctions against the Chinese ZTE telecommunications company that hobbled the firm when the United States banned the sale of American-made components it needed for consumer products. That's according to U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Ross told CNBC that according with the Force ZTE, which employs nearly 75,000 workers, to pay a $1 billion fine for violating the U.S. ban on trade with North Korea and Iran, and put another $400 million in escrow, and within 30 days replace its entire management and board. Meanwhile, as it relates to China, AP correspondent Josh Lederman tells us that the United States has evacuated several more government workers out of southern Chinese cities after medical testing revealed that they might have been affected by unexplained health incidents. I've already heard U.S. personnel in Cuba.
Generally, people are experiencing symptoms involving headaches, hearing different sounds, and other problems with concentration that have led to testing of their neurological systems. At least one U.S. worker who has been pulled out of China has been found to have mild traumatic brain injury, known as concussions. That's the same diagnosis that was given to many of the U.S. workers who were pulled out of Havana, Cuba.
That's AP correspondent Josh Lederman reporting. The U.S. on Thursday imposed visa restrictions on Nicaraguan police and other officials in the wake of violence in the Central American nation that has left more than 120 people dead. In a statement, the State Department said the political violence by police and pro-government thugs against the people of Nicaragua, particularly university students, shows a blatant disregard for human rights and is unacceptable. These officials have operated with impunity across the country. The U.S. did not identify the officials or say how many were covered by the restrictions, but State Department said the sanctions included members of the national police, municipal governments, and at least one health ministry official in the capital in cities of León, Esteli, and Macapa. The State Department said that in some instances, the officials' family members could also be stopped from traveling to the United States. The United States appears to be easing public pressure on Pakistan in a bid to encourage the country to help promote peace and reconciliation with the Taliban to bring an end to the war in Afghanistan. The optimism, analysts say, stemmed from Wednesday's rare telephone conversation the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held with the Pakistani Army Chief General. The two leaders discussed ways to advance bilateral relations, according to State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.